Thank you for listening to the Legacy Church Podcast. To connect with us, go to www.legacynb.com. Now enjoy this time of prophetic ministry from one of our services.
If you guys are new to Legacy, we believe in the fullness of the kingdom. We believe in activating and equipping saints for the work of ministry. And that means we've all been given the Holy Spirit. When you receive Jesus, you've been given the Holy Spirit in you for you. But he also comes upon you for other people. That's what we call the anointing or the gifting that comes. And there are gifts, just like any other muscle, you have to exercise them. Okay? And so we believe in teaching everyone to hear God because we believe everyone can hear God. Now, you may not hear the audible voice of God, okay? But there's like this internal audible. Sometimes it's loud, sometimes it's very quiet. Very rarely is it loud. He's really got to get your attention if he's got to do it loud, just saying. But it's usually that still small voice, an impression, a thought, okay? Everyone has heard the Lord at least once, or you wouldn't have said yes to him. Okay, so but you hear him, but it's how he speaks, and he doesn't always speak just the way that I'm talking to you now. He's going to speak in a picture and a thought, and there's going to be something about you, around you, the language that he gives us. He's going to give us triggers to be able to follow, and we just let the Spirit kind of lead us and take over. Now, everybody that's standing up here is learning, including me. We're all still learning, we're all still growing. Okay, some of us have a portion of a gifting that God gives to you. He gives it to you at birth, sometimes at the new birth when you receive Christ. And again, sometimes it comes by impartation, laying on of hands. There's a number of ways that God can grow your gifting, okay? But everyone can hear. This is not about us being the ones who can hear God and you not. Everyone can hear. This is a prophetic house. It is a culture that we're creating. But we are intentionally training people, and there are those on the team who want to go further in this. They either feel a calling to it, a grace for it, but we want to go after that to be a blessing to you, to hear the heart of the Father for you. Now, just really quickly, if any of you are members of Legacy, you do have to be a member to be on the team, and you have not yet applied. We not only have the class that's coming up with Melissa, but you'll have to fill out an application with me, so make sure you come to see me, because we are opening that up and starting some new things this year, so you'll want to come in on that if you do feel like this is a calling for you. But as they've come up, you know, they've been praying, but sometimes we're just going to get stuff right on the spot. We call this like popcorn prophecy, like we're just going to go. There's what's called a knobby flow, that once you start going, it's like you prime the pump and then more will come. And so some of us, we know in part and we prophesy in part, the scripture says. So we're going to be doing that. We'll be tag teaming a little bit. And there is the difference between the revelation sometimes, then there's the interpretation, and then there's the application. So the revelation is what we're getting about something, and then our interpretation, which can all be different, but it's got to sit with you. You're the one who has to decide the application. How does this apply? Okay? We might give some suggestion or interpretation in that, but you're the one who has to work with Holy Spirit to make sure it resonates with you. You test every spirit. You test it by the word of God and the character of God. Okay? Because sometimes people will prophesy out of their soul or just out of this, again, we're practicing. We may miss it. It doesn't mean we're a false prophet that has to be stoned. That's Old Testament. They didn't have Holy Spirit back then to judge the word. They didn't have the Holy Spirit back then. That's why you had to be stoned, okay? So you have Holy Spirit. You test it. It should resonate with you. And oftentimes a prophetic word will really just be a confirmation of something he has already been talking to you about. That's the good stuff. It's when you know. Some of the words will be identity words. Some of these words will be commissioning. Some of these words, there's lots of different things in the word that can come to you. Okay? And just like the Bible, the Logos word of God, we want to steward the Rhema word of God. So we do record these. We are live streaming. And I encourage you guys to always go back to get a journal. Okay? If you haven't gotten one, get a new one for the new year and write out your words that he gives you. Write the date. Write out the words or what you can remember. I go back. I literally take the recording and write them out word for word and who gave it to me. And then I begin to dissect the word. We're going to do a class or workshop at some point about how we process those words. How do we pray into them? How do we line ourselves up into it? If you feel called to the nations or God says that you're going to go so-and-so or whatever, then guess what? I need a passport. Like that would be an action step that would make sense, right? If he says he's going to, you know, open up, you know, whatever he's going to do in your life, then ask him, begin to pray about what does that mean? What does that look like? Tell me more. This is just an invitation, a starting place. Okay? Amen? All right. Who wants to start?
All right. Are you lovely in the jean jacket right there? So when I looked at you, I saw a picture of an older Native American woman. And so I was like, okay, Jesus, what's that? So I felt like this woman that I saw was like the tribal elder, and she was also the healer of the group. And so I saw her kind of like you representing that you were the elder of your family, of your tribe, of your area, and that you were the one that was spiritually leading them and healing them through natural ways that the Lord has created here on earth, but also through spiritual ways. Does that resonate as you as that person? Cool, because he said if you did recognize yourself as that person that was supposed to double that anointing right now in the name of Jesus. I just declare that she's going to have a wider and bigger tribe that's going to expand because she already recognizes who she is in the spirit. And I just declare that that anointing that you've given her to use the natural things that you've already put on this earth and the spiritual gifts that you've given her to just multiply. Lord, I just declare that she won't have to contend as long, that it just be immediate in the name of Jesus so that she can go right on to the next and the next and the next. And I just thank you, Father, for her. I thank you, Jesus, for her. And I just bless her that it will be a huge anointing, not even double, but I hear now sevenfold in Jesus' name. Amen.
Are you an oiler, like essential oil person? Like, do you do essential oils? Or anything like that? Okay. I'm just asking because I never know if it's a word of knowledge or if it's a prophetic word. But I saw just a big little, a visual picture of this one, those little oil vases. I think of it like the salad one, you know, like you'd pour on your salad oil. But it was a really pretty one. It was a really fancy little goblet or whatever and container. And I just saw the oil being poured out on you from your head. And so, of course, the interpretation for me is that the Lord is anointing you. There's a grace and an anointing for healing. And I saw a picture of you in your hands with the oil in your hands, which is why I was wondering if you actually did them, because I know people who do these a lot as the business and stuff too. And it does bring healing, the properties of essential oils and things. And I feel like the Lord's going to give you revelation of ingredients to pull together. I'm going to use this language and the interpretation will come, but there are ingredients to pull together. And what makes me think about that is the blends that sometimes that you do when you blend those oils together. It's like the chemical properties and everything that kind of get mixed in together, they all add to that. Just like a good pot of stew, right? Like all the different ingredients that come in. I feel like the Lord is bringing together these things where you have felt maybe distracted or separated or juggling lots of different things. He's going to bring them all into one nice juicy thing. So thank you, Jesus.
New word or add to it? Okay.
Yeah, I just felt like the Lord had an anointing of peace upon your life. And there you walk into the room, you bring that peace with you into your family, into all your contacts. You are a vessel of peace for him.
So one more thing I wanted to add to you is like I saw you wearing this skirt that's like popped up and there were things that are coming out of like little things. And I was like, what is this? And I heard Mary Poppins. You were like Mary Poppins. I need to go back and watch a movie again, but yes. And anyway, new word. So Wade, the word is for Wade. And during worship and, you know, I just caught the glimpse of Wade just standing there and worshiping the Lord. And I felt like, I was like, he's wearing his name tag. And it's like, what is the meaning? And I felt like the Lord is saying that you know who you are. And waiting, I just looked up, you know, English is not my first language. So I have to look up all these dictionaries if I want to look it up. And it's like you're treading water and there's a movement, but you're standing and you're receiving from the Lord. And I feel like the Lord is saying, you are created for intercession and your tears are powerful. And the Lord catches all of your tears. And then he's listening, hearing, like you don't even have to utter the word. Your heart immediately connects with the moment that you are waiting in the water and standing, even though there's a turbulence water that's going on. They feel like you're just so strong and grounded. And, you know, there's always constantly spiritual activities going on and you're standing and interceding. And I feel like, and, you know, really that you are a powerful intercessor. And I just want to encourage you and bless you to go higher and deeper in that gift of intercession.
Wait, I saw the story of, the disciples are out on the boat and Jesus is sleeping and his head is just rested, right? It's always a perfect picture when God says, just come in and lay down with me. I told you we're going to get to the other side. And so I hear the Lord just wanting to confirm for you that he has heard. He's been with you all along. Regardless of the storm outside, come into the boat and just rest with him. He promised to get you to the other side. And so that's the focus, is to get to the other side, but staying in that place of intimacy with him. I hear the Lord say that you have a heart of a worshiper like David, that that your emotions are beautiful. They make you the picture like David, a man after God's own heart. To not despise your big emotions, but don't let them lead you. Let your spirit lead. The emotions will lie sometimes. We don't ignore them. We tend to them, but we give them over to the Lord. We trade them up for something higher. And I hear that, just that confirmation of the Lord to come into that place of intimacy in that tent. And I feel like your wife, you have a prophetic gifting on you. Your mouth and the words that you speak are powerful. I saw it almost like a plow, like just starting off just in fresh soil, and a plow is just taking that in and just starting. And so that tells me that you're a pioneer, and that you have the ability to be able to speak things that as though they were, speak as though it were, right? There's a verse, but it's not coming to me exactly. But anyways, do y'all know the word? I'm trying to. Thank you, Jesus. Speaking things that are not as though they were. Yes. So the words that you speak make things happen. And so pay attention to the words that you speak. That's really a good word for everybody, because the power of the tongue speaks life or death. But there's something about breaking in and a breakthrough that your intercession will bring, that your words will bring in that place of confidence that you carry. Thank you, Lord.
So I actually saw Wade as my second person, so bam, Mia got beat me to it. So I felt like you and your wife are supposed to stand, so if you don't mind standing for a moment, because you guys were hidden behind Jordan for a second. Wade, so I was like, no, it's all good, but like I was just like, oh, who's that person behind Jordan? And then the Lord highlighted that you guys were hidden. And I feel like you guys do a lot in the background and are never put forward. And I feel this huge amount of thankfulness from the Lord. He had reminded me of this moment where I felt like I had done nothing for him. And I had this moment where I was like, when I go to the gates of heaven and you pull down that screen and show all the things that I did for you, what did I do? Like, I got scared. I had fear come into me. And he said, he showed the projector with a loving smile, and it was like me making breakfast for the kids. And he said, thank you for providing for my children. It was me opening the door for someone. Thank you for being loving to my children. It was a constant everyday things that I thought were worthless. And he was beaming with pride that I had done this for him. And so I want you to know that the Father sees you, and I feel like we're all supposed to applaud you as in heaven applauds you. So
woo!
So you guys might be in the background here, but in heaven you're on the projector, and every time you do something, all of heaven is applauding and full of thankfulness for you.
So good, Erica. Really good.
So I have a word for Penny. So a couple of nights ago, I had a dream that there was this hairdresser, and I kept visiting. And every time I visit, she was working for somebody. And then I went to visit next time, and she said that she was moving, and then there was like another building. And then when I went there, it was she's in another building, and there was like she had people working for her, and she was just very busy, and there's renovation going on. I was like, who's this? And then today I was like looking around and say, oh, that's Penny. So I felt like the Lord is saying that in your productivity, the Lord is going to bring you more people to help you and to increase. Whenever you feel like you're busy, the Lord, I have so much, He's going to increase your capacity to be able to help even greater capacity. There is like such amazing grace for you to expand, and it's going to increase and multiply in an amazing rate. And also help is on the way.
That's good. Anybody have add-on for Penny?
I want to sort of jump on that. For the other Penny, there's an old song from when I was a kid, something about there'll be pennies from heaven for you and me, something like that. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but I felt like God was saying that, you know, He's using your life as a blessing. You just who He's made you and what He's put in you is such a blessing for people all over the place, and He just wanted to let you know that. Hi. When I saw you, I saw the word lion, and I feel like God made you a lion. And part of that in your lifetime, I don't know if it was, you know, what part, but I feel like He said, you've fought hard by yourself, but He wants you to know that He's fighting for you. And you don't have to take the struggle on by yourself, that you can relax in who He is for you, and that also He will direct you in you know, where to focus and what to fight for, if that makes sense.
I don't know what you do, or I don't even know your name, but I see you as a professor standing up in front of a large crowd of people. So, but I don't think it's just about speaking, it's about teaching, that you have a gift of teaching, that there's a great depth of wisdom that you carry. You're kind of the guy that's like, a natural skeptic, because you want to see it like you want to see it laid out. Like, you're the kind of person that you need to see the history, you need to see the facts laid out before you, like a scientist. And I can be geeky and sciencey too, not just woo-woo. So, but just, you know, like wanting the numbers, wanting the facts, wanting to see it kind of like, give me the research or whatever. And I hear the Lord just saying, I value that, because that's why I put it in you. And He put it in you for you to multiply it. So I don't know what that looks like. Again, application is up to you, but I see it as a level of a professor. Like, I want you to think professor status, who's got tenure at Harvard, wherever you want to like think of that. It's that level. It's a professorship. So there's a deep wisdom that you carry. But I feel like there's a multiplication. Something's going to open up if you're not already in it, so that you can share that wisdom, whatever it is. I don't know exactly, but I feel like that's a grace that you have, is teaching.
No one? Okay, so baseball caps. That would be Ben in Speedway and this gentleman right here, the baseball cap. That was highlighted to me, that y'all are God's baseball team. And so I asked him, okay, what about that? And he told me that they're not afraid to work hard and get dirty. And so as I poured into that, he said that also my baseball team is a professional baseball team. I don't have a weak baseball team. I have the best baseball team. And so therefore, I thought immediately of the money that they get paid. So I just declare an increase in each and every one of your incomes, that it will be above and beyond, just like the crazy prices that these baseball teams get paid. I declare that y'all will get that. I also declare that they have the spotlight, and that you guys are going to not mess up that spotlight, because you're in God's spotlight, so you're going to use that spotlight to glorify Him. But I feel like the spotlight's coming, and then also the fans come, right? So then I feel like y'all are going to have disciples coming on in to either help you with what you're doing, or for you to mentor into them, or maybe they pour in you and you pour back into them. But I just want to let you know that He sees each and every one of you, and that it's time to move into the professional season. Y'all have been practicing your whole lives, and it's time to become the professionals, the ones that everyone sees and everyone looks up to. But you don't have to worry, because you've already been doing it. You've already been practicing. There's nothing that you have to change except for continuing what you're doing and walk in it. So I just declare more in the name of Jesus, more money, more spotlight, and more disciples in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
So the gentleman with the blue hoodie, glasses, way over there. Yes, right there, like you. Next to couple. What's your name?
James.
So James, earlier when I was worshiping, I just noticed and I was having a conversation with the Lord, and the Lord said that you are chewing on God's wisdom and that you receive, and what you receive here and in your heart, like there's a process. I saw you like in water, and there's like, you know, all the wisdom and all the things that you have processed and eaten as word, and it's just seeping out like through your feet. And I saw things like just seeping out, and just so I feel like you are influencer. And there's always spiritual activity going on wherever you walk, and there's authority wherever you go. And then you, everywhere you walk on, you change the atmosphere. So James, I bless you to know, like, continue to, when you hear the word of the Lord, that is not just for you, that it is to for everyone around you as well. So I feel like there's just such anointing of wisdom upon you.
So the second she said wisdom, James, I kept hearing the swamp thing. So if you know any of the comic books or whatnot, but there was the swamp thing and had the ability to draw water out of anything. And what I felt like what she was saying with that word of wisdom is because you've stood in wisdom, you've devoured wisdom, it's become such a part of who you are that everywhere you walk, even if it feels like it's a dry desert, the wisdom that's within you, which is the Holy Spirit, you'll be able to draw wisdom out of the ground itself, even out of a desert place, and that there's going to be something he's stepping into where you'll turn deserts into watery land, and it's going to be wisdom that's practical application, like specific plans that he'll give you to steward and put into practice, and it's because you've soaked yourself in his presence.
Just when Jay said that you were going to get plans, I saw blueprints fall from heaven. So I declare that they're just like how Noah, when he fell asleep and he got the blueprints of how to build the ark, I just declare that the blueprints from heaven would just be released to you and you would know exactly how to read them and understand them. And that wisdom from heaven, that idea from heaven, Lord, that you'd give them every single practical aspect of every step of how to go forth so they don't even go out of order, Lord. I just thank you, Father, this is not going to be a stressor. I blow away all stress. I feel like stress is trying to creep in right now, and I say no. It's going to be peace, and you're going to know every step, and you're just going to walk in it. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
So I feel like Mark and Stephen both like sitting right there, and you two are highlighted to me for the similar qualities that you two have, and I feel like you're very soft and tender in your heart, and your softness and tenderness is your superpower. It's not a weakness, but it is a superpower because you lead with heart, not just like this, you know, you gotta do what I say, and none of those you know, forceful ways, but it is tenderness and loving kindness, and your words are so healing, and that you lead so many people. You are father to the fatherless, and you just raise up so many people, and you bring healing to their hearts when they need to hear that affirmation and love and encouragement and strengthening. I feel like God has given you such deep, deep love of not only intercession. I'm a prayer director, so I see intercession. I just want everybody to be an intercessor, but I cannot help it. But, you know, also, just like when you cry for someone, I think deeper level of, and the reason I bring this up is I was reading recently R.T. Kendall's book about, you know, did you think to pray? But I just feel like your whole posture is prayer, always. You're walking in prayer, and why is crying important is because you are not indifferent to people's needs. When you see, your heart immediately breaks, and therefore that is a different level of intercession than going down the list of prayers. And therefore your heart is so deeply engaged with the Lord. So I just bless you, both of you.
When she called you out, I'd heard Sons of Thunder. And so though your hearts may be nice and gushy on the inside, there's also power.
to declare, to decree, to lead. And you do it with a heart of humility, you know, but there is a Sons of Thunder thing that some of you guys can resonate with, that Sons of Thunder stuff. Anybody else have an individual one?
Just want to mention the influence. You don't realize your influence, the both of you, is huge. Not just your family, but many, many people are being influenced by your inner strength, which, of course, comes from God. There's two men sitting back here with the hat and then the other man next to you. And I don't know what your connection is, but I just kept seeing a pickup truck, a white pickup truck, is what I'm saying. And I see in this elder, the man on the right, a large heart, really, a large heart. The Lord sees your heart and the capacity that you have within your heart, and he wants to enlarge that. And as you let him come into your heart and into your life, he will enlarge that within you and heal whatever needs to be healed in there. And then one more. This lady and her family, I don't know you at all, but I know that the Lord often gives me these heart things, and you have a broken heart. I see your broken heart, and I don't know if you've lost your husband recently or what's happened in that family, but the Lord is going to be the father to the three of you. He is the father that will take, wrap his arms around you, and those boys in particular, he is going to raise up to love him and to know him and to be useful. And there's a strong connection there between the two of them that is increasing and that will continue to increase. And that's for you, Mom.
Yeah, I was going to add, go ahead. To the boys, I see superheroes. I see, like, in every superhero novel, there's always some horrible tragedy, and then they rise above it. And so I just want to let you guys know that there's some serious superpowers in you boys. Like, I see, like, Spider-Man's. Like, he did it at, like, 15. And I just declare and release that you guys see the superpowers that you have. Like, the Lord has huge plans for you guys. And I just declare in the name of Jesus that those powers would arise to the point that you can't keep them hidden. Spider-Man tried to keep him hidden, you know, not to let people know who he was. But I declare that's your identity, and that's exactly who you are. You're God's children, and you have those powers. And I have no idea what they are, but have fun, because Spider-Man always had fun, right, trying to figure out what they were and using them in different ways. So I just declare that over you boys.
Now, I do know who you are. I love that she doesn't. She'll be really surprised when she finds out later. There's such a grace on your family. We know we love you and your family. But I'm going to speak to the boys. He said Sons of Thunder again. Sons of Thunder, like John and Peter. You're like John, tending to your mom's heart because you have a heart of compassion. A servant, the one who feels big and feels deep, a worshiper like David, that place of intimacy with the Lord. The creativity, there's an artist gifting in you. There's creativity, I don't know if it's in music or art or painting or whatever it is that you do, but there's a creativity that is in you that he's going to unlock in you. In fact, I actually hear that it's the dreams that you're going to start having. He's going to start explaining some of the dreams to you. So to keep a journal and start writing down your dreams, because he's going to talk to you in the night so that you're not as distracted. But you're like Peter. And I'm like Peter, so Peter was strong, was powerful, soft on the inside. Didn't always know when it was soft or hurting on the inside, because you're not going to see that all the time. But there is a strength inside of you that goes deeper than you know. It goes bigger than you know. And there is an authority on you. In fact, when you're not careful, your anger can get the better of you, because that's how powerful you are. Because you're a natural born leader and somebody who is to lead. And the way that you lead is going to matter. And it's all going to come out of a place of a heart posture in character growth. That as you pursue the Lord and you pursue his heart for you and who he says that you are, doors are going to start opening up for you to lead. And you're actually going to have to learn how to say no a lot.
because there's going to be lots of people who want you on their team, who are going to want you to be the one to lead. And you're going to have to learn how to hear his voice and to stay focused, because so many different things are going to start coming your way. There's an anointing of favor on your life. And I declare over this family, this is not necessarily from the Lord, but this is from me, because this has been my prayer for you guys, so I'm just going to say it anyway. The enemy is going to pay for having ever messed with you. He's going to pay hard. This entire family, he's going to pay. We're going to make him pay, but you're going to make him pay. He's going to pay for having ever messed with you. And there is an inheritance that comes your way when there is a cost and a price that has been laid out for the Lord. And his path, the way he's going to do it, is going to be way more than what you could possibly imagine or think. So I thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Jesus.
No, I just wanted to add to the older one with the hoodie. So I just feel like the whole time earlier, I was feeling the same thing. I feel like, I know this is kind of messy, but sweetness, tenderness, loving kindness is coming towards you. And he's going to heal your heart. And you're going to begin to feel such love that you have never experienced ever before. This is a new year. And it's just like God to bring you here in this place on the new first Sunday. I just feel like it's not a religious thing, but you know, if you never heard it, God truly loves you with such loving kindness. And he's been with you the whole time. He knows everything that you are experiencing. And I feel like, I'm sure this is uncomfortable, but I just want you to know that there's such love that God has towards you, that he's going to do mighty work in your heart. And I just feel it, that you're coming into light.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So I'm going to give some words. Do you guys have any individuals already you've been hanging on to? Okay.
This couple in the second row by the wall, when I looked at you, I heard the word golden, and I felt like maybe sometimes you are not sure where you are in your relationship with God, and I feel like he's telling you it's golden. And also that you're going to be coming into one of the golden times in your calling with him. That's going to be unfolding.
When she said golden, I heard golden girls. So I just declare friendships that never break, that you could be 100% authentic with. I feel like you've been asking for people to come alongside you that you can be 100% real with. And so I just declare right now that whatever's been hindering that they're coming through right now in the name of Jesus, that these aren't going to be friends that come and go. They're going to be lifelong friends, and that they're going to support you and be with you just as much as you're with them. Oh, I feel like you've been so supportive and people have not been back to you, that you've done it all. You're like 100% in every relationship and they're like 30%. So I just break that off in the name of Jesus. It's 100-100, okay? Yes. The people that are coming in are 100% committed like you are. So I just declare that in the name of Jesus, lifelong friendships that are 100% committed.
Okay, now this one's going to sound a little funny, and you don't have to stand up, but I want you to notice what you're wearing right now. And the Lord's going to walk us through the colors of the rainbow, because there are promises that he is releasing today. There's promises that he's reminding you of, and there's promises that he's releasing to you. So I actually believe there's an impartation on this word. I just got it just a few seconds ago. So if you're wearing red, if red is a primary color that you're wearing anywhere on your body, the Lord is releasing fire right now. Fresh fire. A fresh boldness into new territory, into new things. And I see the blood of Jesus actually pouring over your steps right now, that your steps are anointed if you'll just move forward. You're supposed to be moving forward in boldness, and he will lay the ground ahead of you. So if you're wearing red or any shade of red, pink or whatever, claim that. Burgundy, maroons, there's lots of maroons in the house. You guys claim that. If you're wearing orange, I declare courage over you. I believe that the Lord is conquering fear in your life right now. He is reminding you those places of faith, those times and seasons in your life when you needed courage to stand. And after you've done everything, still being able to stand with the armor of God around you. And I feel like he is highlighting that for you so that you know that you are well equipped
for anything that's going to come your way, especially this year. But courage is, you've been branded with that. Those of you who are wearing yellow or any shade of yellow, again, you feel free to claim these. Any of these words up here, if they resonate with you, you can have them even if you're not pointing them out, okay? Yellow. Yellow is joy. I release joy right now into your life in a greater measure than what you have known before. If yellow is your color, there's the brightness of the sun because the Son of God smiles upon you, and it is childlike joy that he is releasing a greater measure of joy in your life and laughter. And I encourage you to actually practice laughing. I know it sounds really silly, but if we all started laughing right now, we would be really hilariously drunk in the spirit because joy can't help but multiply and spread. And so you carry the grace and the power of joy, and there is now an impartation of joy coming into you. If you receive it right now. We thank you, Jesus. If you're wearing green, or any shade of green, there are not only finances and new growth. We always think about green with new growth and new finances, but there is a health or a healing anointing that you have in your hands, that there is healing coming to you and healing coming through you. So we thank you, Jesus, for the grace for healing, God. And that is emotional, mental healing. That is physical healing and spiritual healing. You guys are the evangelists. You are the ones who bring people into new life in Jesus. And I believe that that grace is going to come up higher because evangelists are the ones are going to be needed more than ever in this next season because they are the pioneers going out. They're the ones who are going to bring the lost in that we may disciple and shepherd them. And so they're forerunners. So if you're wearing green, God's calling you to the forward. There's new things happening in you, for you, and through you. And we thank you for the financial provision to do everything that he has set your eyes on. Those plans and those directions come from his heart. If there's a desire in your heart that is holy and pure, it is from the Lord, and he will make a way and make it happen. Thank you, Jesus. If blue is a color that you're wearing, any shade of blue, most of us are wearing at least blue jeans or something, but if you're wearing blue, we always think of the Holy Spirit and revelation, but I also release peace over you, that there is supernatural peace that you're going to learn to walk in a greater measure ever than before. And I declare right now, just as a place of protection, God, that there would be no assignment or weapon that formed against them will prosper in Jesus' name, that they won't have to have the peace because of the storm, okay? I'm not prophesying that, but what I'm prophesying is a supernatural peace that you carry and that you shift the atmosphere in as you walk in it. That water has the ability to purify and to cleanse. And I believe that you have a grace to purify and to cleanse whatever is in front of you. And so I'm actually seeing a picture when I said that word cleanse. I saw the spinner of like a washing machine or whatever. And the Lord is saying, you don't have to spin. You just need to be still and let me do the work. And so thank you, Lord, that it's supernatural peace that's going to make that happen. And if you're wearing purple or any shade of purple, and I don't know, maroon can either be red or purple, I guess. You decide. And so purple, if you're wearing purple, of course, that's the color for royalty. But I believe the Lord is actually highlighting honor and new wine in that, that there is a new wine coming to you because the way that you have honored the Lord. You have honored him in your sacrifice. You have honored him in your obedience. You have honored him by just keeping going. And so I feel like the Lord is now pouring out honor to you. So I hear favor and influence is going to be opening, that people will start to recognize what you carry and your identity, not just what you do, but in who you are, the grace of what you carry, because you know how to honor well. Honor is going to be coming back to you. If you're wearing the color black, black is about the mysteries of God. I believe that God is going to answer some of your questions that you've been having, that there have been deep things in God that he's been showing you, deep things that you've been going after, and he's going to actually unlock those deep things as you pursue him. Jeremiah 33:3, you know, I can't speak the words. Every time I try to go on my other side of my brain, I can't pull it when I'm in the prophetic, you know, so come to... Call to me, thank you. Call to me, and I will give you
Great and mighty things. There you go. I love that you guys know it and I can't. Okay, see, I have to switch brains here. I have to go in there and go, wait, what's that verse again? Okay, so, but I hear, yeah, he is going to release the mysteries of the Lord. If you will come to him, he will answer all of those things for you. And he's calling you into the deeper, 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 deeper things. Okay, it's the place in hiddenness in God. And so when you come into a place of hiddenness, remember that it is just for a time and a season. It sometimes can feel like a cocoon, can sometimes feel like hidden away or being pulled back. But it's being pulled back like an arrow has to be pulled back before it's let loose and gone forward. So there will be an acceleration that comes. So don't ever despise those days of small beginnings or those places in the secret place in that, okay? And if you're wearing white, any place in white, I hear the Lord saying that he is purifying because you are a person of humility. Whoa. That your humility before the Lord, the grace that you carry in humility because you've humbled yourself before him, he will lift you up in due time. He will lift you up in due time. So humble yourself before the Lord and he will lift you up in due time because you are pure of heart. You are pure of heart and he sees you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If you're wearing brown, brown always makes me think of the richness of the earth. And I hear the Lord saying that there are treasures that he is unlocking inside of you, that he is helping you to become aware of who you are and the treasure that you are as a person, not just what you do, but who you are. And there are many more treasures. In fact, I hear the Lord say right now that there are people in your life and in your family line that laid down treasure that you have a right to pick up and to carry on. So that is literally a word for inheritance and legacy. But I see like a treasure chest opening and fine jewels and gold and pearls inside like a pirate, you know, bounty or whatever. But the treasures of heaven will start to be unlocked to you as you continue to stay grounded in the word. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. And the last thing I'm going to give to you, it's just a one-minute thing. I'm not going to talk a whole lot about it. But most of the time, and I post this on social media if you guys follow me, but you know, most of the time, a lot of people will find a word for the year. And I shared back in September, you know, for the Hebrew calendar starts around September usually. As we come into January, I always get reminded of that word because it's really for the whole year of the things that are coming. I believe that 2022 is going to be a year of double portion and multiplication. I believe it's John 2:22, or maybe it's John 20:22. I don't remember right now. I didn't write it down. But it's about the presence of God or the anointing that's going to come and flow. And I believe that the word for the year this year is expansion. I know that that's a personal word for me, but I believe it is a corporate word that he is expanding. The kingdom is expanding. We know that. But there's something about expansion that he is doing. And whenever you go through expansion, it's a stretching season. We don't always like those, but it's a stretching season. And the word that came to me is that scripture in 1 Chronicles about the prayer of Jabez, if you guys aren't familiar. But the prayer of Jabez, I read it to the worship team this morning. There's like a lineage, da 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 da. Someone had so and so, and all the sons had so and so. And then there's this little piece that pauses and said, "And Jabez was more honorable than all of his brothers." He was more honorable, which means he gave honor. We honor others not because they deserve it, but because we are honorable. When we're royal, that's what kings and queens do. Okay, and so Jabez was more honorable than all of his brothers, but the prayer that he prayed, he was named Jabez, which means pain. His name sounds like the Hebrew word for pain, that his mother named him that. But Jabez's prayer, can you imagine, first of all, if you're named pain, like the identity stuff that you have to go through to not be constantly known as the pain of your mother, right? To be a pain. So I'm just stretching it a little bit here just for that revelation, but just understanding that the heart of Jabez, though, was to be able, and I'm going to read it. I need to read it. I don't need to give it to me. Thank you. I'm sure some of you guys might even be able to quote it, but I'm going to read it to you. Oops. Excuse me. Thank you, Lord. It's in 1 Chronicles 4:10. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me." You can always ask for blessing. There's nothing wrong with asking. You receive not because you ask not. He says that. So Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain." And God granted his request that he would be free from pain. Another translation would say that he would be free from causing pain. Right? So I believe that this is a year of expansion, that even though a stretching season may be coming and pain is sometimes part of it, remember the promise that Paul gives in Romans 5, that suffering develops perseverance, perseverance develops character, and character develops hope. And remember, biblical hope does not disappoint. It's a confident expectation of good things coming. So I encourage you to seek after the Lord to give you a word, a scripture, whatever that is for you, and ask him what he's saying to you or whatever he had given you today or the words that were released today that you can eat and taste and see that he is good and let them travel in. So, Father, I thank you so much, God, for the words that you've released today. God, I thank you that you see every single one of us. Whether we were called out individually or not, you see us. I thank you for the confirmations, Lord. I thank you for the treasures. I thank you for the impartations that have been released. And God, we thank you for 2022. We thank you that we made it through last year and we are here and we are ready. God, make us ready for this next season, God. Lift up our heads, Lord. You say it. Lift up your heads, O you gates. God, let us be the gate that you walk through, that the King of glory would come in. We thank you, Jesus. We love you. Amen. Amen.
Won't you give the Lord praise real quick? We got two more things specifically we're going to do before we close out service. The very last thing we're going to do is one of our dear loved ones has gone on a mission back to a certain place in the world, and we're not going to reveal that on the live stream because the enemy does watch the internet and stuff like that, and so we're going to have her share in a second when the live stream's killed. So when live stream folks, you know it's gone, you're not going to hear that part. But it is the first Sunday of the month, and we're going to receive our love offering together, our first fruits offering. So if our ushers would go ahead, if you need an envelope to be able to give your first fruits offering, we do this every single month because we felt like the Lord said to collectively gather the offering together. There's a couple ways you can be able to do it. Once you release it, is you can bring it up here. We have these baskets on front, or we have baskets that are on boxes on the way on your way out. And then also, there's three ways to give. You can see how to do that. You can text to give. You can make your check to Legacy, or you can give online. I just want to say this. I know Pastor Chris has been putting together our year-end giving, and we'll release that, obviously, in the coming weeks. But you guys continue to blow us away with your generosity. You've answered. You've become a very generous house, and it's allowing us to step into expansion. That word that Cindy was talking about, it's amazing to me to see what God's doing through your generosity. But as you're preparing your offering, there was two verses. Kelly got specifically, my wife, that one was typical of 2021, and then the other one was what the word for coming into 2022, and it goes along right with specifically with what Cindy just said about 2022. But Psalm 65:11 was a word for us specifically, but I believe it was a word for a lot of different people. And in the Holman Christian Standard, it says this: "You crown the year with your goodness. Your ways overflow with plenty." Now, we joked, because if
people know that Betty White, the actress, just passed away, 99 years old. And like, man, not even Betty White made it out of 2021. You know, I think it's funny because they were just doing a celebration. She's just about to turn to 100. And there's a lot of different reasons people had to look at 2021 and say, man, that was just a rough year. It was a hard year, all those different things. And what I want to encourage you on this is don't put your eyes on the things that were negatives. I want you to go back to how did the Lord crown the year with goodness for you? Because he wants to crown your year with goodness. He wants to bring plenty to you. It's his goodness that he wants to bring you in plenty. Because if he's going to expand something, he's going to expand his goodness. And then Proverbs chapter 8, verses 18 through 20 says this, and I believe this goes in along with what Cindy was saying, the word for the year. I have riches and honor as well as enduring wealth and justice. I think the Lord's going to bring both wealth and justice to the things where it felt like there was injustice. You're going to start to see justice. Verse 19, my gifts are better than gold, even the purest gold. My wage is better than sterling silver, and I walk in righteousness and paths of justice. And so I believe that we're going to see an expansion as we walk into this next year, what the Lord's doing. And there's a word that's kind of percolating inside of my heart. And what I felt like the Lord's going to do in this year of expansion is he's going to take the different parts of the last few years. That if you took 2019 or 2020 or maybe 1977 or whatever those years are, and you took those in isolation, there was something the Lord was doing in each one of those years that he was working on a particular part of his plan. But we're supposed to look not just the individual parts. We're called to look at the whole of what the Lord is doing. And what I felt like the Lord says in this year of an expansion is you're going to start to see these different individual parts that did not look interconnected. But all of a sudden, he's going to begin to combine them because they were necessary to be prepared on their own. And I kept seeing machinery. Like whenever you build a car, you have to build the different components that come together in order to make the whole machine actually work, a vehicle. And I feel like for many of you guys, part of the expansion, this acceleration is if you begin to celebrate what the Lord is doing. And I felt like what he said is this, if you will look back to the past in any year that you look back as a year that was like, man, I'm so glad I got past that year. The Lord is saying, I want you to re-examine that year and see it through the lens of the goodness of God, because until you see that year through the lens of the goodness of God, you'll never be able to receive what God was doing, because he says he works all things out for good of those he loves who are called according to his purpose, right? So learn to celebrate, and it's going to call you into a place of repentance, going, Lord, I'm sorry for looking at that year as a bad year. Instead of, Lord God, I look at that year and I see the good things you did and how those good things are going to build in greater measure, and it's actually going to bring an exponential growth and momentum into your life into 2022. Does that make sense? Yeah. So this offering that we're receiving today is, I felt like the Lord has said, is this: give cheerfully, but give in gratitude for what the Lord did in 2021, right? Like, begin to say, Lord, I'm so grateful for these things that you've done in my life. I'll tell you this, the fall was a difficult part of the year for my family, but my family came together in a way that I've never seen it, closeness and intimacy that was beautiful, even in the middle of two deaths. We saw the goodness of the Lord begin to flow. And I celebrate 2021. It was a good year for us. I'm so grateful for 2021. And I'm grateful for what he's going to bring into 2022 for everyone here. Amen. So why don't you stand up for me, and we're just gonna give the offering together. If you have your gift prepared, or if you gave online, you can lift up your phone, but go ahead and lift it up in the air. And we just say this, Father, we bring our gift to you. We give it to you wholly. We give it to you cheerfully. We give it in celebration of what you've done in our lives. We give it in celebration that you are not just a provider, but God, that you're a good, good Father who loves to give extravagantly gifts to us. Give your extravagant gifts. Every gift we have in our hand is an extravagant gift of your goodness. And so we give back to you what is yours. We give our hearts, we give our minds, we give our wills, we give our emotions. We give the prophetic words to you, God. We give our dark seasons, Lord God. We give our disappointments. Lord, we hand it all over to you. And we just ask, Lord, for the greater things that you're working inside of us. And we thank you for what you're going to do in this year of expansion. And we declare it in Jesus' name. And all God's people said,
amen,
amen, amen, amen.
Thank you so much for joining us as we seek first after God's kingdom and release it to transform lives and cities. If you would like more information about how to grow in the kingdom or connect with Legacy, go to our website, www.legacynb.com.